Welcome to Distant Learning Program of Atomic Energy Education Society, Mumbai. Today, we are going to discuss Chapter 5 of Class 12 Maths, Continuity and Differentiability. Before we discuss the topic, let us have a recap of the concepts which are required for this chapter. So, you have already come across the graph of various functions in Class 11, namely identity function, modulus function, greatest integer function, reciprocal function, all these graphs you have come across. The concept of limit, that is when the limit of a function exists. The limit of a function exists when the right limit is equal to the left limit, this you have already learned it. Then evaluation of limit of certain functions, that is some basic formulas, standard formulas which you have studied. Limit x tends to a, x raised to n minus a raised to n divided by x minus a is n into a raised to n minus 1. Limit theta tends to 0, sine theta by theta is equal to 1. Limit theta tends to 0, tan theta by theta is 1. These results you have come across. The definition of derivative. When the derivative of a function exists, we can see that the left hand derivative must be equal to the right hand derivative. If these two are equal, the derivative exists. And the standard formulas of certain functions, the derivative of some functions you have studied. Then product and quotient rule. If u and v are functions of x, d by dx of uv equal to u into dv by dx plus v into du by dx, and d by dx of u by v equal to v into du by dx minus u into dv by dx divided by v square. These concepts you have already learned it. Now let us move on to the topic continuity and differentiability. So we begin with an example. Consider the function fx is equal to the greatest integer function x. This graph we have already learned in class 11 and how I have given the graph. Let's have a look at this graph first. So it is clearly a step function with a break. Now let us find the limiting value of fx, that is the greatest integer function, when x is approaching to 2. So from the figure, you can see that when x is approaching to 2 from left of 2, or from left side of 2 when x is approaching to 2, I mark with a green arrow, the value of fx, that is the greatest integer function, will take the value 1. And as x approaches to 2 from right of 2, I have indicated with the violet arrow, the value of fx, the limiting value of fx, will be 2 in this case. So when you calculate the limiting value of fx as x is approaching to 2 from left, the value is 1. When you calculate the right limit at 2, that is limit x tends to 2 plus fx, you get the value as 2. But the value of the function, that is the greatest integer function, at 2 if you take it, the value is equal to 2. That is, limit x tends to 2 minus fx is 1, and limit x tends to 2 plus fx is 2, and f of 2 is 2. You can see that left limit and right limit are not equal, and the value of the function is 2 at that point. All these three values are not equal. If all the three values are same, then we say that the function is continuous at x is equal to 2. If these three values are same, there will not be any break in the graph. Why there is a gem? Because limit x tends to 2 minus fx is 1, and limit x tends to 2 plus fx is 2. Left limit is 1 and right limit is 2. That is why the jump in the graph. The jump will not be there if all the three values are same. If all the three values are same, then we say that the function is continuous at that particular point. So let us look at the definition. Suppose f is a real function on a subset of the real numbers, and let c be a point in the domain of f. So you are considering a point in the domain of f. Then f is continuous at that point if limit of that function as x is approaching to c, limit x tends to c fx is equal to fc. That is the value of the function, which means if fx is continuous at x is equal to c, then limit x tends to c minus fx must be equal to limit x tends to c plus fx must be equal to fc. Or left hand limit must be equal to right hand limit must be equal to the value of the function at that point. Now, sometimes when you do the problem, left-hand limit may not be equal to right-hand limit. Left-hand limit may be equal to right-hand limit, but it is not equal to the value of the function at that point. In such cases, we say that the function is discontinuous at that point, and C is called a point of discontinuity. Now, let's consider an example. discuss the continuity of the function fx is equal to mod x at x is equal to 0. You have learned the definition of mod x in class 11. Mod x is equal to x if x is greater than or equal to 0, equal to minus x if x is less than 0, which means fx takes the value 0 when x is equal to 0. That is, f0 is 0 from the definition. Now, let's see what will happen to the left-hand limit and the right-hand limit. As x is tending to 0 from left, limit extends to 0 minus fx. From the definition, we can see that its value is 0. Limit extends to 0 plus, that is, from right side, if you take it, x is approaching to 0 from right, limit extends to 0 plus fx is also 0. You can see the figure. That is, left hand limit and the right hand limit are equal and the value of the function is also is equal to 0. So, all these three values are same, which means the function is continuous, that is, mod x is continuous at x is equal to 0. You can say that there is no break in the graph of mod x. Okay. A real function f is said to be continuous, that is, continuous throughout the domain, if it is continuous at every point in the domain of f. That means, if you consider the domain of the function, at every point if you take in that domain, if the function is continuous, then we say that the function is continuous throughout. Okay. Now, let us discuss the continuity in an interval. There are two types of interval which you come across. One is open interval, the other is closed interval. So, if you consider the open interval, a function fx is said to be continuous in an open interval AB if it is continuous at every point in that interval. That is, if you take any point between A and B, the function should be continuous at that point. And in closed interval AB, if you take closed interval, it should be continuous in the corresponding open interval, and at the same time, limit extends to a plus fx, that is, right limit at the left end point must be equal to f of a, and limit extends to b minus fx, that means left limit at the right end point of that interval must be equal to f of b. If this condition is satisfied, then we say that the function is continuous in that interval, either it is open interval or a closed interval. Now, let us look at the continuity of mod x at x is equal to c, a general point. In the earlier example, we discussed at 0. Now, let us see if c is some other number, that means c can be less than 0 or c can be greater than 0. In that case, what will happen? So, the definition of fx is mod x is equal to x if x is greater than or equal to 0, equal to minus x if x is less than 0. So, we consider the first case when c is less than 0, that is, it is a negative number. C is a negative number. When c is negative, clearly the function is defined at x is equal to c, and fc will be equal to minus c from the definition. And limit extends to c fx, if you calculate it, that is also equal to minus c. So, the limit of the function is equal to the value of the function at that particular point, which means fx is continuous at c, where c is less than 0. That means it is continuous for all negative real numbers. When c is positive, that is the second case, you can see that the function is clearly defined at that point, and fc will be equal to c from the definition of mod x, and limit extends to c fx, if you calculate it, that's also equal to c. So, limit of the function is equal to the value of the function. So, for fx is continuous for all positive real numbers, which means fx is continuous at 0, fx is continuous for negative numbers, fx is continuous for positive real numbers. Hence, fx is continuous for all real numbers. That is, mod x is continuous at all points of in that case. Okay. Let us consider another example. Consider the function fx is equal to 1 upon x, which is a reciprocal function. X is not equal to 0. If x is not equal to 0, the function is clearly defined. That is, for any non-zero real number c, fc will be 1 by c, and the limit of the function, limit extends to c fx, is also 1 by c, which means for any non-zero real number, the function is clearly continuous. Now, let us check the limit of this function as x is tending to 0. X tends to 0 means x tends to 0 from right as well as x tends to 0 from left. So, see the graph. The graph is already given here. And let's have a look at the table given here. As x is tending to 0 from right, you can see that limit extends to 0 plus fx. If you are calculating, that will be equal to plus infinity. From the table, you can see x is coming close to 0 from right of 0. That is, x takes values 1, 0.3, 0.2, 0.1, 0.01, etc. When x takes these values, the value of fx becomes larger and larger. Therefore, limit extends to 0 plus fx is equal to plus infinity. As x tends to 0 from left, that is, limit extends to 0 minus fx. If you see from the table, x takes values minus 1, minus 0.3, minus 0.2, minus 10 raised to minus 1, etc. When x takes these values, the value of fx becomes smaller and smaller. Therefore, limit extends to 0 minus fx is equal to minus infinity. If you see the graph also, you can see that y-axis, if you see that is touching the function, the graph, at plus infinity and minus infinity. So you can see that limit extends to 0 plus fx is plus infinity and limit extends to 0 minus fx is minus infinity. Hence, limit of fx does not exist as x tends to 0 because there is a break in the graph at 0 in that case. Now, given some examples of continuous functions, every polynomial function is continuous. All trigonometry functions are continuous in their domain. That's important. Greatest integer function is continuous at all non-integral points. That is, points other than the integers, if you take it, the greatest integer function is clearly continuous. And it's discontinuous at every integral point. Constant function is continuous. Identity function is continuous. Every rational function is continuous at all points where the function is defined. All these things can be proved with the definition of continuity. Now let us move on to algebra of continuous functions. So you are given two functions f and g which are continuous at a point c. Then what will happen to f plus g, what will happen to f minus g, what will happen to f g and what will happen to f by g? Clearly, f plus g is continuous at x is equal to c if f and g are continuous. That is, sum of continuous functions is continuous. Difference of continuous functions is continuous. Product of continuous functions is also continuous. The quotient f by g, if you take it, the function is continuous provided the denominator is not equal to 0 at that point. Okay. Now let us consider a few examples based on the definition of continuity. So first question, find the value of k so that the function fx is equal to 1 minus cos 4x divided by 8x square if x is not equal to 0, equal to k if x is equal to 0, is continuous at x is equal to 0. So let us look at the solution. It's given that fx is 1 minus cos 4x by 8x square if x is not equal to 0 and equal to k if x is equal to 0. Since the function is continuous at x is equal to 0, it's given the function is continuous. Left limit must be equal to right limit must be equal to the value of the function. Given fx is 1 minus cos 4x divided by 8x square if x is not equal to 0, which means that when x is less than 0 and when x is greater than 0, the function is same. So we calculate only one limit, either x tends to 0 minus or x tends to 0 plus, since the function remains same. So let us find limit x tends to 0 minus fx, which is equal to limit x tends to 0 minus 1 minus cos 4x divided by 8x square. Substituting the value of fx, we get this. Now, I am putting x is equal to 0 minus h. X is tending to 0 minus, so I am putting x is equal to 0 minus. So x is equal to minus h. As x tends to 0, h tends to 0. Now, I am converting the given limit into the limit x tends to 0 minus 1 minus cos 4x by 8x square in terms of h. So it becomes limit h tends to 0, 1 minus cos minus 4h by 8h square. But cos minus theta is cos theta. So cos minus 4h becomes cos 4h. Now apply the formula, 1 minus cos 2 theta is 2 sine square theta. Using that formula, you get limit h tends to 0, 2 sine square 2h divided by 8h square. So simplifying this, it becomes limit h tends to 0, sine 2h by 2h whole square. Since limit theta tends to 0, sine theta by theta is 1, this numerical value is equal to 1. That means the limit of the function is 1. But as per the question, the value of the function at x is equal to 0 is k. Since the function is continuous, Both these values must be same. Therefore, the value of k is equal to 1. Now, we will move on to question 2. Here, fx is equal to 1 minus cos 4x by x square, given fx is less than 0, and equal to a if x is equal to 0, and equal to root x divided by root of 16 plus root x minus 4 if x is greater than 0. Its continuous at x is equal to 0, then find the value of a. So, here also we have to find the constant given that the function is continuous at a point. So, since the function is continuous at 0, limit x tends to 0 minus fx, that is the left limit, must be equal to the right limit. Limit x tends to 0 plus fx, that must be equal to the value of the function. So, let us find these limits, because function is defined, less than 0 is defined, equal to 0 is defined, greater than 0 is defined. So, limit x tends to 0 minus fx we are calculating. It is limit x tends to 0 minus 1 minus cos 4x by x square, which can be written as limit h tends to 0, 1 minus cos 4h by h square. Using trigonometric result, 1 minus cos 4h can be written as 2 sin square 2h divided by h square. So, it is limit h tends to 0, adjusting the constant, it is 2 into sin 2h by 2h whole square into 4, reducing into standard form. So, you get 8 into limit h tends to 0 sin 2h by 2h whole square. Since limit theta tends to 0 sin theta by theta is 1, the limit x tends to 0 minus fx will be 8. So, we got left limit as 8. Let us see what is the right limit. Limit x tends to 0 plus fx, if you calculate it, it is limit x tends to 0 plus fx is replaced by its value, root x divided by root of 16 plus root x minus 4. Now, for evaluating this, we multiply it by its conjugate. So, we multiply it by conjugate. Limit h tends to 0 root h divided by root of 16 plus root h minus 4 into root 16 plus root h plus 4 divided by root of 16 plus root h plus 4. Simplifying it, you will get limit h tends to 0 root h into root of 16 plus root h plus 4 by root h. Simplifying the limit, you get the value as 8. So, limit x tends to 0 plus fx is equal to 8. So, left limit is also 8, right limit is also 8. But given that the value of the function at 0 is a, since the function is continuous, all these values must be same. That is, left limit must be equal to right limit must be equal to the value of the function. Hence, a is equal to 8. Now, let us consider question 3. If the function fx given by fx is equal to 3ax plus b if x is greater than 1, equal to 11 if x is 1, 5ax minus 2b if x is less than 1 is continuous at x is equal to 1, then find the values of a and b. So, you are asked to find the values of a and b given that the function is continuous at x is equal to 1. So, we know that since it is continuous at x is equal to 1, left limit at x is equal to 1 must be equal to right limit at x is equal to 1 must be equal to f of 1. So, let us find the left limit at x is equal to 1. So, left limit at x is equal to 1 is 5a minus 2b, right limit at x is equal to 1 is 3a plus b, and the value of the function at x is equal to 1 is 11. So, since these three values are same, we get 5a minus 2b as 11 and 3a plus b as 11. Now, solve these two equations, you get the value of a as 3 and the value of b as 2. So, hence a is 3 and b is equal to 2. Now, summary, this the most important concept is the continuity at a point. A function fx is continuous at x is equal to a if left limit is equal to right limit is equal to the value of the function. Okay. Now, continuity in an open interval, a function y equal to fx is said to be continuous in an interval, that is open interval a b, if it is continuous at every point in that interval. Then, if f and g are two continuous functions, f plus g is continuous, f minus g is continuous, f g is continuous, f by g is continuous, and a constant into function is also continuous. So, these are the results that you have to learn in module 1. Okay. So, thank you. Have a nice day.